It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's The Drive, Brouhaha. It's Brews News with Herlinda, brought to you by Russian River Brewing Company. And perfectly, our dear friend, she and her husband Vinny own Russian River Brewing. Natalie Chalurzo back with us. Hi, Natalie.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Hanging in.
Hey, Natalie.
Hanging in like everyone else.
Hey, Herlinda.
How are you and Vinny doing your quarantine there? How's it going?
Well, you know, we're doing pretty well, all things considered. Vinny and I aren't able to shelter in place much because we have to work a lot these days. But I have a little bubble. I go from my home to the downtown pub to the Windsor Brewery and back, and that's about all I do these days. But it's going pretty well. Everything seems to be kind of status quo for now, and we're all just kind of sitting around waiting for things to get better so that we can start getting back to work and back to something a little more normal, I guess.
Right on. And talk about the 4th Street Russian River Brewing and the fact that you guys have food and beer and people can order it. Riverbrewing.com. Take a look at the menu and everything that's being offered for the takeout, including the fact that you can go to 545 Beer. I love that.
Beer.
I wish that was my phone number.
Yeah, so our downtown pub is open every day from 11 to 8, and we are doing food and beer for takeout, so people can call ahead and place a food order and then stop by and pick it up. We're being very safe and have the whole social distancing and wearing masks and plastic barriers and all that good stuff and sterilizing and sanitizing, and it's a pretty safe experience. So a little difficult for us to do curbside pickup in our downtown location, so people are coming in, but it's all a very safe experience.
So yeah,
we're doing that. Yeah, we're shipping a little beer online these days. So about once a week on Fridays, I make that announcement on social media, and I let people know what the week's offerings are going to be. And then we spend the weekend printing labels, and on Monday and Tuesday we ship beer out for the week. And we're doing that within the state of California, only because because we can ship it overnight for a reasonable price, and it's kind of illegal to ship to most other states, so we just stick to California. That's going well. And then we've been distributing beer bottles to grocery stores and markets and things like that, and that's been keeping us afloat. So overall sales are down, but we're doing actually a lot better than we were expecting. So we're very grateful for the beer drinking public, and I think a lot more people are home these days, and it looks like they're drinking a lot more beer.
Of course.
What else is there to do?
Even I'm drinking more beer along with my wine, sitting at home going,
wow.
Yeah. I've watched everything there is on Netflix and the entire world of television. Now I'm back to the 50s watching Sky King episodes.
Vinny's binge watching The Sopranos.
Yeah, I did that too, but I've seen them all so many times, I finally had to go to Sky King from the 1950s, which is a show that you're all too young to remember, but I'm not. But speaking of beer drinkers, this is an amazing headline. Pliny the Younger brings in a record $5.1 million economic impact to Sonoma County this past February. Natalie, talk about that. I mean, that is huge, and it is a record.
Oh. It's huge. So I heard from Lauren at the EDB yesterday, the Economic Development Board, and she sent this over. And I was so surprised because I didn't even want to bother them to follow up on the economic, you know, study because it was, you know, it was Pliny the Younger. And then all of a sudden things were really getting serious with the coronavirus and COVID-19. And then, you know, 3 weeks later, we were shut down. And so I wasn't even going to bother them to see where they were. I just figured that was on hold. And so it was such a nice surprise to receive the report yesterday from her. It was $5.1 million contributed to the local economy, direct and indirect. We had people from 47 different states. You know, I don't know why those three other states didn't show up, 14 different countries, and I think, and it was $1 million more than last year, and I think that can be directly attributed to the fact that we bottled this year. I mean, we had record turnouts at both breweries. We had record sales. And it's so great to see this incredible economic boost to our community literally just weeks before everything came to a screeching halt. So I'm just so grateful that we had this moment where we could all celebrate and welcome all these visitors to Sonoma County before we kind of went into hibernation for a while. So,
you know,
but yeah, that was really exciting.
It's amazing that a single release of beer can bring in $5.1 million to the county. The survey the EDB did said that 23,525 customers visited either your Windsor or downtown Santa Rosa location during the release. That's just it's awesome.
Yeah, and it was busy. I mean, we haven't seen lines like that ever, obviously, in Windsor. This is only the second year in Windsor, but we haven't seen lines like that in Santa Rosa probably since about 2000 and maybe not. I don't know, maybe 2013 or 14, one of those super rainy years where the lines were, you know, around a couple of corners. But, it was very exciting to see. It's a lot of pressure for us, and it's stressful because we don't actually enjoy watching people stand in line for 8 or 10 hours. That's actually not why we're doing this. if we could get people through faster and still provide a great experience, we would. But all in all, we were blessed with perfect weather. It didn't rain a single drop the whole month of February, which is very unusual. So we were blessed with great weather, and it was just kind of a perfect year all around. So,
yeah, and having the Windsor location certainly helped this entire situation.
Yeah, we would not have bottled Younger ever had we not opened the Windsor location, you know, primarily from a quality standpoint, because we have the proper equipment to make that beer, you know, shine in the package. And so it actually worked out perfectly on all fronts. So it was a great time.
I don't want to be a bummer here, but what are you guys thinking about 2021 February with Pliny the Younger? It's probably too early to
talk a little
about.
Early.
Yeah,
you know, we talk about it a little bit, but I, you know, it's so hard to plan even just for next week, let alone next year.
Yeah.
And whatever happens, it's going to look different. I think that it's pretty clear there probably won't be a vaccine developed, and I just can't imagine having large gatherings, you know, being maybe not even just approved, but appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, like we certainly are most worried about the safety of our employees and our customers before anything, and before, you know, having this big festival and having a good time. That's less important to us than everybody's health and well-being. So we'll do it. It'll look like something, but I'm just not quite sure what that's going to be. So I think, you know, let's kind of see how the next few months develop, and then as time goes on, I'm sure we'll come up with some creative thing to do. And we've certainly been doing a lot of things we've never done before in the past 8 weeks. We just got off of another virtual happy hour tasting with our friends at Sierra Nevada. And we've been doing a lot of those lately. And so, you know, I think that we'll come up with something creative and fun to still be able to enjoy some Pliny the Younger come February.
I'm sure you will.
So speaking of like next week, I know the governor is relaxing some guidelines and soft like reopening for restaurants, so which your breweries have the restaurants, and I wanted to get some of your thoughts on, you know, will Windsor be able to open the restaurant, and how does that look for you guys? I know it's not perfect guidelines yet. I thought I'd get your thoughts on that.
Sure. So, you know, the good news is that brewery tap rooms and bars are allowed to open in phase two now, which wasn't allowed previously.
Yay.
They were in phase three. But the caveat, which is kind of the hard thing for me and for everybody else is that we're required to serve a meal when we serve alcohol. And so somebody can't just come in and have a beer and leave. You have to come in and have a beer and have a meal, and you have to eat something. And granted, I think that we're all going to get a little bit creative about our definition of meal, but you will be required to buy food if you want to have a drink. So that's going to be probably the hardest part, especially for the tap rooms and the bars. So they're going to have to partner with restaurants, caterers, or just have food trucks outside the entire time. For us, we were really hoping to have that big, beautiful beer garden open just for people to come and enjoy a beer and hang out and watch the sunset. But it looks like we're not going to be able to do that for a while. But we're gonna follow the laws, follow the rules. Because we're all about, you know, we want to get the community on track to get everybody open as soon as possible. So we're just going to keep trudging along and whatever they need us to do to be safe and healthy, and we'll just keep doing that.
Okay, remember, you can get takeout from Russian River Brewing Company on 4th Street by going to RussianRiverBrewing.com. Check out their menu, the food you can get, and the beers, and then call 545-BEER. Tell them what you want, and they'll take care of you. Natalie Chalurzo, she and her husband Vinny own Russian River Brewing. Bringing you Brews News with her. Linda and Natalie, give my love
Thanks,
to Vinny, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care.
Again, a record $5.1 million economic impact to Sonoma County from Pliny the Younger sales this past February. Vinny and Natalie Chalurzo, co-owners of Russian River Brewing Company, come out with some stuff to help you get through all this mayhem. Their downtown Santa Rosa Brew Pub on 4th Street is open for takeout, beer, and food every day from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call ahead. Place your order at 545-BEER. Didn't we have that number at KSRO at some point? No. 545-BEER. You can get great selections of bottles, cans, growlers, and the Brew Pub's Tasty Beer Bites menu, chicken wings, salads to go, and a lot more. Go to RussianRiverBrewing.com and check out the menu, and then call 545-BEER. Place your order. It's takeout on 4th Street. And I love this. They're going to start offering food for takeout at the Windsor, the new Windsor Pub, over this Memorial Day weekend. It's pretty cool. Takeout will be available from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. this Friday through Monday, the 26th. Same number, 545-BEER. And if you go to Russian River Brewing Company, you can check out the menus for both locations. So keep in mind, they were doing just 4th Street now this weekend. From Friday through Monday, Memorial Day, they're going to be doing 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. With takeout available. Again, go to RussianRiverBrewing.com, and then you can call 545-BEER and place your order. How cool is that?